Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ELM and Lightworker Radio. We are delighted to be with you this evening, and I'm Christina.
Hi, it's Anita. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Tonight on our show, we are doing a live podcast from our bi-weekly meditation group at Simons. He's the facilitator for the Toronto classes with Almin. And for those of you who may be new listeners, we did this a couple of weeks ago, but tonight we'll just tell you a little bit about Almin. Almin is an internationally recognized teacher, healer, author, and three-pronged Toltec Nagual. She travels the world empowering thousands of individuals drawn to her comprehensible delivery of advanced metaphysical concepts. And what we've created here tonight is a question, answer, and sort of discussion forum. And in just a moment, we'll be having Almin join us. I think she's on the line with us. Actually, I've just returned from a pod in Ohio, so I just want to give a shout out to everybody there and send them my love. It was a very profound, very, very profound workshop, and I'm still assimilating it all. But hopefully, maybe Almin will tell us a little bit about what happened there this weekend. So I'm just going to see if this Almin's on the line with us or not. Hello? Is that you, Almin? Hi, is this Almin? Okay, we're just going to see if we've got Almin on the line here. Just give us a moment. And okay, Almin hasn't called in yet. Where is Almin? Okay, we're just going to see if Almin's calling. We've got some callers on. We were hoping to take calls today, but no one got in touch with me, but I do see a couple of people on the line. So if you guys can just hang on for a little bit, and we'll see who's there. We've got quite a few questions this evening. If we can get them all in, that'll be great. And we're just going to wait a couple more minutes and see if she's there, and maybe I will play a little commercial for you, and we'll be right back.
The Way of the Toltec Nagual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available from Almin. Not only is this wisdom-packed book a guide for serious students of the Toltec Way, but also a font of knowledge for all truth seekers. Mapping out the revolutionary changes in Toltec mysticism, it presents the precepts of mastery sought out by all who travel the road of illumination and spiritual warriorship. Almain reveals publicly, for the first time, the ancient power symbols used by Toltec Nahuals to assist in obtaining freedom from illusion. This book also features information about the hidden planets used by the Toltecs and the astrology of Isis. The Way of the Toltec Nahual, New Precepts for the Spiritual Warrior, is now available in paperback, or as an electronic download, or as an audiobook spoken by Almain. To receive your copy, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today. Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, is now available from Almain. This book provides unparalleled insight into ancient mysteries. Almain, an internationally recognized mystic and teacher, reveals the hidden laws of existence, transcending reason, delivering visionary expansion. This metaphysical masterpiece explores the origins of life as recorded in the holy libraries. The release of information from these ancient libraries is a priceless gift to humankind. The illusions found in the building blocks of existence are exposed, as are the purposes of creation. To receive your copy of Windows into Eternity, Revelations of the Mother Goddess, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almain has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Sorry, everyone, we're just waiting on Almain to call in. Seems to be some technical difficulties. And we're no stranger to this. The last show, we had quite a few. This one, we're moving along pretty good, but it seems that we're just waiting for Almain to be able to get through to our switchboard. There's some people on hold here. I'm just going to tune in to see who they are because I just let them know. Hi, can you tell me who's on the line with us here? Hello. I know there's a caller online. I can see you calling from the Toronto area. Nope, I guess they hung up. Okay. Let's see who's online here. Hi, is there a caller online there? Are you waiting on hold? Hello. We can see people online, but they don't seem to be wanting to speak. You know what? If you have questions, you'll have to hold on a little bit.
Thank you. Earth is a hell for every light worker around the world. For every one of you whose voice has not been heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to rise above. All the things we wish mankind had not become. This is a hymn. A hymn for every child living everywhere around the world, for each of you whose voice will someday soon be heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to heal mankind, to bring a love so bright its light won't be denied. This is a hymn. Of love, our voices will be heard. So let your love fall on all mankind, and may this hymn give you courage to shine. This is a hymn for every light worker around the world, for every one of you whose voice has not been heard. This is a hymn to give you faith to rise above. All the things we wish mankind had not become. This is a hymn.
Almine continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From this background in the intangible functions of being, Almine is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God-being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almine, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Hi, everybody. It seems that Almine might have actually forgot her reminder that the show was on. And so we're actually sending her a telepathic message. And come on, Almine. We hope that you're going to get our message and call in very soon because we have so many questions for you. So we're just putting that out there right now. And I can feel the energy building up from my toes. And it's coming up to my thighs. And I've felt this excitement in my solar plexus driving up here this evening. So, okay, so we're really, really looking forward to having Almeen calling in. And so until that happens, we're just going to play a song actually from my CD called Emergence. And it's it was intuitively received by myself and my friend Laird Orr. Hi, everybody. Unfortunately, we will not be able to have Almeen with us this evening. We are going to rebook the show for sure. This is circumstantial, and it just unfortunately cannot be avoided. However, for everyone out there, please stay tuned because we are going to do the Toltec Nagual 13 Joint Clearing Meditation. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful meditation, and we're going to start with that. Simon, our friend here who holds the meditation evening, he's actually going to set up the meditation for us all to do now. Okay, so I'll be passing you over now.
Thank you. people who should listen because they didn't work out. All of life was an identity consciousness. In identity consciousness, there is tyranny of left brain. Left brain demands surety before it acts. It demands identity. I face the future of the past. Or rather, in your mind, there was the territory. This truth was part of the dream. Look at the heritage when you wish to measure.
The past dream didn't really happen.
whole expanse of Earth for about 2 days. I knew it could be. It would be illogical to beg someone to clean the earth. No one has done anything to us that we didn't co-create. This one will take some time. My brother is just inconsistent as well. Know that during the dream, over half of the cosmos was made of artificial intelligence. That the artificial intelligence was made by the images we created. Non-life embodied images. And the sole purpose was to bring all vision and margin to the life workers. Their hope was to inherit all the cosmos. Many of the beings that left us rich, and how they have acted cruelly to us, has no feeling, only the ability to simulate. They were artificial life forms. We may as well be as fertile what our computer did to us. Love one. It has been the dream. All the child abuse, obsession, people may have had, never really happened. The destiny.
Thank you. Thank you.
her body issues. She looks after her shoulder. My brothers and sisters, does the body wish that we're the brothers? Does the lady want to be the climbing body glory? Instead of blooming birds, we want it. Humanity is the prey of all humans. All grace came from us. It is therefore fitting that we have such great diversity. Few other places even like this. Is it all our diversity? It's because all races look to us as their elders. They have been now made aware of humanity. They find their own beauty, their urge in our diversity. And they remember that we are cosmic archetypes. A roll of clothing, bringing many lessons. If we let go the need to be a specific shape, knowing that within our being, truly of love, take the time to look at areas of your body to have care. That has to do with your role. Take time to give it full attention.
Hello? Yes,
is that Almeen?
This is Almeen, yes.
Hi, Almeen. Sorry, everybody. We just brought Almeen in. Hang on one second. Can you hear us, Almeen?
I can, my sister. Thank you. And just tell me when you want me to talk about anything that's happened today. I'm just waiting, you know, to tell me, get my cue from you.
Okay, we are ready.
Okay, well, we have about 10 minutes. We do appreciate you coming in. We've just done the 13 joint meditation we played. So I don't know, maybe you want to share with us what's happening right now or anything for in the last 10 minutes. That would be really appreciated.
And first of all, I apologize that my time with you is so short. Unless somebody reminds me each day, I am in this la-la land, I'm afraid, because I'm walking between two worlds, and I absolutely need the office support that reminds me that there's a show at night. So anyway, just to continue, what it is that we have been doing today is quite extraordinary. Last night, I noticed that Rogier had created a site on which he had the title, the New World Order. And I just laughingly said, wait a minute, what are you doing? You know, that's not the sort of thing that I'm usually talking about. Well, in the night, that changed. And it seems that we have moved into a whole new era of government through self-government. And just last week, I actually had a letter from the Indigo Young Ascended Master, Greg, in Ireland, who's of the Order of the White Rose, and he said there has to be some sort of government put in place before the old is dismantled. He said, I feel in my heart that something's waiting for that to be done. So in the night, after having made this comment, and I just sort of dismissed it, there is a tablet that Ifa has transcribed for us that was translated this morning. And it speaks about the sacred government starting to form consciously. And that the key is, again, the alchemical leveraging that we have been studying now for some weeks, and also the issue of self-government. So, you know, we are being given tools. We have 24 self-government wheels that was given to us from the angels in the very first angelic trilogy, which incidentally, it's so strange how these things happen. Today I finished the third book in the angelic trilogy, wrote the closing this morning, and within an hour the new information started coming in. So we have got the 12 self-government wheels. Each of them has a concept, something that is illusional within us that we dismantle and then replace by a perception. And when we do that, what happens is that we have a method alchemically to put it with something else that then affects the bigger picture. And it seems so simple, but it's very, very powerful. And we really can change the way that government everywhere is taking place. We can change the people that come into government by changing the self. Now, apparently, there are two more round tablets like this. We've just now worked on the one and translated the one. I believe Ifa said that she's going to transcribe the other two, and the minute she does, I'll sit down and I'll translate them for us. But there is a whole body of information getting ready to tell us how to actually become the fulfilling of the prophecy in the Book of Revelation. It speaks in the Book of Revelation about the saints shall govern the earth once the earth is entirely made anew and so on. It's time for that. And it is done by the proxy method. We become the pivot points for the large picture, and we pivot it within. And what else there is, I don't know. This is a very interesting ongoing journey, but it is the brand new information that just started today. In the last few days, there have been the removing of illusion. We, at Sedona in the last weekend, worked on removing perception illusion. So, perceptional illusion. No sooner had I gotten home when I started to realize now it was time to detangle some of the emotional illusion. The very big one today that I haven't even had time to put on Twitter or my blog or anything, that you folks are the first that I'm discussing with this with, but the very large one that was done today is the illusion that the infinite has harbored of the emotional attachment of self to understand the self. To understand the self comes simply through the expression of the self. In other words, the self is eternally new. And every moment as we express, we get to know a new part of ourself. To seek anything about self-knowledge is to seek the old. And I don't want to talk much more because it looks like the class is telling us we're about out of time.
No, I mean, actually, we do have a few more minutes left, and excuse me, we were thinking that we know that our booked airtime is until 9, but actually, if there's more to talk about, it can continue to record, and people can always, when they listen to the archive, it will be there. So it's just a live hour will go off. Yeah, but it'll still be there because I had a feeling that I was wondering, I mean, that's wonderful information you just shared with us, and I was just wondering if maybe you could, we just came back from the Ohio pod, maybe share with everybody here as well what took place there and maybe how that ties in with what you're sharing with us now. And don't worry about the time. It'll continue to record and the people can come back and listen to the archive of it.
Certainly. Oh, thank you, Christina. That's very kind of you. And so we'll get a system in place whereby somebody can just tell me, hey, Almi, it's Wednesday and it's recording time, and then I will be a lot more prompt. I so regret this. So, my sister, the thing that happened in Sedona, it was a most incredible weekend. And I know that folks get tired of my saying that, but the privilege of these weeks and weekends with the beautiful masters that come into my classes, it's such a rich experience. The illusions that we were looking at solving, among others, included the issue of growth, that there is nothing to grow to, that we already are all things. Another illusion that we looked at is the illusion of expansion and contraction. Where are we going to expand to? There's no space. Expansion and contraction is the fact that we, think that we can become expanded mind or somebody else's in surface mind. We call them egoic mind. It's the contraction versus the expansion. In fact, all of that is an illusion. The purification that went on with us as we grasped these vast, vast illusions that we have held on to as the highest wisdom for the longest time. We even looked at issues like love and light. And the last 2 days, there was a message given to me, find the where there is still something creating a secondary creation that makes a screen on for us to exist in. In other words, we're trying to get away from the place where creation is like a television movie on a screen. As long as there is a matrix, monkey bars to climb on, if you will, there is, in fact, a screen. So it was found because we came out of a screen. It's like a pyramid. You can equate it to a pyramid. We came out of a screen at the Sedona class on the final afternoon. By the next day, when I looked, there were screens into eternity. And I thought, okay, Naomi, don't be discouraged. The oracles sometimes encounter this as well. We see something and it just keeps going forever and ever, and we're working on it, and it's how can we end it? Well, you have to find the root of it. Like there might be a vast tree with many branches, but if if for some reason you'd want to kill a tree, you would kill the root of the tree, and the rest will die off. It is the same cosmically. What had caused these pyramids and pyramids and pyramids into eternity is that there was still a secondary creation. And it came in the most unusual way. We just could not even believe where we found it. It was what I had always said. You see, we treasured things, and in the end, they turned out to be misplaced values. Because I've always said that the infinite is omniscient. The infinite knows all things. Because everything that can possibly be is already computed. that A plus B could be Y minus X, or it could be S or whatever, you see? I mean, you can see exactly how things are going to turn out. This means if you really pierce through the illusion of the omniscience nature, omniscient nature of the infinite, what you end up looking through is that for the infinite to know everything, there has to be no unknown, there has to be no unknowable. Well, that's true, but there also should be no known. In other words, there only should be the fresh, unflowering, well, unfolding and flowering of beingness moment by moment. The minute you think you know, you are in the prison bars of the belief systems. We know that. We've been studying that. But how incredible that that same principle that is a basic Toltec tenet of life is applicable to the infinite itself. Because as long as the infinite thought it knew because of all the vast computations that it could make, it was trapping itself in the known. And so there is no known, because it was simply a sub-creation, a screen upon which reality formed, and reality, of course, always conformed to that. So that means we were living according to an artificial intelligence, which is a matrix. This was uncovered yesterday. And the changes that are happening now, it's as though this huge, huge reality around us is just crumbling. And we had the Oracle Shelley that's there with you. She wrote a piece that a being had come in and given to her, and it was so applicable to this because, see, without knowing anything, without light, because what is light? Light is, in fact, the information that is already known. It is that which has already access. Light, even this issue of love as an attitude, was simply something that we had come to revere as spiritual, but it had to go. That means no mind, only the effortless unfolding of beingness. Her transmission came from a being named Bayuyu from the Litaichi tribe, is what he called himself. He says, when one goes home, the issue will be, how come no one can see me? This is an interesting two lines. Oracles normally don't know what they're producing. That's not their job. It's the job of the seer, like myself, to interpret it. They just write it. And so when she wrote this, she possibly did not even give it a thought as to what it meant. But here's what it means. We had white light as a screen. We then found that, listen, it can pollute. And now we have a polluted white light screen from dissolving and dissolving all this illusion. Where does it go? It just dissolves back into the white light, and ultimately the screen gets tainted. We then graduated as a cosmic entity, shall we say, out of a white light screen onto a black light screen, so that the full spectrum of the infinite's light could be part of our creation. But light, no matter how much the spectrum is, still is that which is known. So when we graduate out of that, where are we going? To the utter and true gemstone-like transparency. In other words, our reality becomes a crystalline, a fluid crystalline reality. We become that which is transparent. How come no one can see me? And when one goes home, the issue will be, how come no one can see me? Home will be when this cosmos finally is part of that which has had no beginning and which is untaintable, which is incorruptible. She continues then with the transmission. She says, liken it to spending time in bed. Nothing at all will be in your head. appear more quickly now. Laugh out loud and hear the roar. What that means is as follows. All the striving to become, all the having to be more than what we are, wanting to grow, wanting self-knowledge, striving and striving and striving. If all that is erased and we truly live this new reality, we are in a place of pure, effortless genius. There's nothing uncovered. There's nothing to become. We then have a totally empty head. Nothing at all will be in your head. It's in that place where we cease to completely strive and we blend as one with the infinite that you finally will be able to do magic so powerfully. Laugh out loud, hear the roar. I was with my little girl to see Hannah Montana of all places, not realizing that I had to be here, and that's why I was late. And there was a Coca-Cola commercial in the beginning where, you know, when he's thirsty, the whole world around him is thirsty. When he drinks the Coca-Cola, he goes, ah, and of course everything around him goes, ah, the walls, everything. When we are in that place where we are in total surrender to the beingness of the infinite, that is the place where we have the profoundest effect on life. That is the place where self-government, which is different than we would have interpreted before with having to know, having to master, having to do. Self-government is refusing to live by the petty tyrants of the illusions in our life. If we refuse to live by them, the tyranny of governments everywhere around the world will also go away. So that is about it. Just of the last day or two.
Hello, Ami?
Yes, Sunny.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah, based on what you just shared with us, I have some questions that really...
Sure. I am very sure.
Because it's sort of, I guess, the questions are is in layers and layers and layers, actually, as we peel things back. My first question would be, what is the purpose of life now? Because we have peeled to a certain level now, because as we move further and further, the purpose obviously will be changing or are changing.
Yes, it will.
So what is the new purpose of life?
Simon, as far as I can tell, it's still, now, if it's changed, it may have changed in the last 24 hours. And I've been writing things down so rapidly, and I finished the conclusion of the Third Angel Trilogy. But if it has changed, I don't know it. But yesterday when I asked, it still was that we are a delight. But it was different than before. Different, the delight of the cosmos to the infinite implied a relationship. Now it is as though we are part of the delight, no longer being delighted at. You see what I'm saying? But it's
yes.
Like we're composed of the infinite's delight at beingness. We're no longer viewed. This is something very large that happened at the Sedona Pod. Because how we got to break the pyramid for life is that we actually, and this is my very beautiful brother Scott that was in the class, that brought out the fact that you shatter the glass, you don't sing at the frequency of the glass, you sing at the frequency beyond the glass. And it's then when the glass shatters, the shattering of the illusional pyramid that we were in up until last weekend happened because we were told to heighten certain qualities within us that does not exist within the pyramid that we were in last week. And that as we became those qualities, the glass would shatter that contained us. So we have become one with the delight of the infinite at its own beingness, which is not a relationship delight, as you can see. So what would be the next question?
Yeah, that lead me to the next question, really, because this implies that individuation is separation, is separative.
Yes.
So if that is the case, what is our added value as an individuation? Like, if, do you get what I'm trying to, is selling, yeah, because, okay, we're going back to the source, so we become one with all that is, which is where we begin before the individuation. So if that's true, then, so our individuation, because we still have individuation, even though we realize now that we are one with the infinite, what is the added value of us being having an individuation?
Simon, I think that I am a little shy of the mark, okay? I'm a little short of what the actual answer is. The highest that I can reach to explain that is, for example, the subpersonalities. We have had the inner child, we've had the inner nurturer, we've had the inner warrior, etc. They function separately. When the child was functioning, the warrior wasn't particularly active, etc. Then we merge them so that they're still individuations, but they're functioning simultaneously as one being. In my opinion, that is the best way that I can currently explain it. And the other thing to look at, see, there's so much that we have valued that is totally illusional. Now, am I going to go up there and tell people there's no light, there's no love, you know? No, because what we're dealing with here is absolute cutting-edge information, and people need to have walked a little journey to get to the point where they understand it. I don't have words for that pure essence that's left when these things that were created subsequently and have formed a matrix for us that needs to come down. I don't have words for it, because English has no words for anything out of the matrix. And so, you know, I'm not going to just go out in my classes and tell people that unless I can lead them there gently and then explain to them that there is something in its place. However, I do think that part of the illusion has been that we wanted to have a purpose. Because if we didn't have a purpose, well, we could just be wiped out so quickly, you see. So part of the purpose at first was thought to be, oh, well, the infinite is studying itself in its creations, and so on. Oh, well, the infinite has externalized itself so that it can understand how it got into these fractured geometries in a portion of itself. All of this. There is no real reason why there should be a purpose for us if we are part of infinite beingness. As we blend back into that which has had no beginning, we have every right to exist. And it's not that we need to fulfill a purpose.
Okay, yeah. My next question, which is sort of ties into that, is the issue of love. Okay, so we have, okay, I think I have an idea what you're getting at, really. The language, we don't have a proper language that can really explain what we're talking about right now, and that's what is probably creating a little bit of confusion.
Yeah.
But my question is with the love, okay? So there are still, we still have where we say there's no relationship, okay, say there's no love, but we still have family, okay, you have children, you have husband, you have boyfriend or whatever, how... So we still have this...
Okay, well, shall I give it a try? Our phone is cutting out a little bit. I don't know why, so I'll just jump in with both feet with this one.
Okay.
Simon?
Yeah?
One of the things that we had to look at last week, and it was really in our face, is the romanticized view of blood family. That we think that we have this responsibility to somebody because they are our parent or they are our child. Whereas, you know, a child, I had to take a long, hard look at my little girl. I just love being her mother. And the fact that what is a mother versus a child, even that